God in the name of the Most High. Alhamdulillah, wassalatu wassalamu ala rasulullah. All praise be to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and peace be upon Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Brothers and sisters, assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and Ramadan Mubarak. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless this season Ramadan to you, to your family, and to the entire ummah. And what a beautiful month that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes us to be from amongst those who experience another Ramadan in their life. This is within itself a great ni'mah and bounty from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon you, upon me, and upon every single Muslim on the face of this earth. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, one day while he was ascending the minbar, for every step the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ascended, he said, "May their nose be rubbed in the ground, may their nose be rubbed in the ground, may their nose be rubbed in the ground." So they said, "Oh, Messenger of Allah, who's this person that you're making dua on?" So the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "He is the one that experiences the month of Ramadan and yet their sins are not forgiven. And the other one is the one the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned. He is the one that has his parents alive and does not take care of them, and his sins are not forgiven." So the month of Ramadan is the month of forgiveness. That the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was even amazed to someone who will experience the month of Ramadan and yet their sins are not forgiven. So my brother and my sister in Islam, let your primary objective and goal in the month of Ramadan this year for your sins to be forgiven. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives in this month more than any other month. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bestows His mercy upon His servants in this month more than any other month. And that's why focus and make your goal and objective that you want to come out of this month forgiven, fully cleansed and purified by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, fully clean from your sins. And not only that, but also a part of the taqwa that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to see out of you in this month is that you never ever disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ever again. One of the biggest problems that we've got is that we repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the month of Ramadan and then we throw that repentance behind us after the month of Ramadan. Repentance is during the month of Ramadan and more importantly, after the month of Ramadan. So seek Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's forgiveness. Make sure that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will add you to be from amongst those that He forgives, and make sure that you're always pleasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and never disobeying Allah. Once again, Ramadan Mubarak to you, to your family, and to the entire ummah. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us from amongst those that He forgives. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Every Muslim dreams to be up in Jannah. It pies person's destiny. Inshallah, in Jannah.